Thank you, Sue. Glad you could visit with us.
You're on.
Go back and get my bottle.
We'll entertain a motion to come back from executive session to regular session.
You got it.
Second.
Have a motion and second. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now back into regular session. Any possible action, Mr. Rutt?
No.
Okay. No possible action? In that case, we can move on into public hearings.
I am going to recuse myself because there was a conflict of interest
okay.
with Mr. Moore.
Okay.
And Mr. Robertson will be handling the public hearings.
Okie dokie. Mr. Robertson, step right on up here.
Okay. Mr. Benson, if you give me 1 second.
Yes, sir. Take your time.
I can read them off the agenda if you want. I mean, that's fine.
That's up to you. That's whatever. Whatever Robin is. She.
However you want to do it, Robin.
Yeah, we didn't used to do that. That's why.
Yeah.
You're on. I'll be very fast.
Okay.
Proceed.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Robin, very much for your help. Thank you. Thank you. Robin said we can proceed, so Mr. Robertson.
All right. Thank you very much. As I said, give me 1 second. As stated on this afternoon's agenda, now is the time and place for the public hearings before county councils with regard to zoning matters. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained through the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. I will announce each application, then the director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing. And those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called upon to present and explain the application and present reasons supporting the application. Council may question the applicant and the applicant's witnesses. After the applicant has presented the application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and folks who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or the applicant's witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address for the record before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you are and who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Don't repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, you can hand it to me and I will make it part of the record. If there's more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already made. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone pager, beeper, BlackBerry, or other telephonic device, we ask that you take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission has deferred action, council will do likewise. And Mr. President, with that, I'd like to introduce the first matter for public hearing.
Yes, sir.
All right. The first one is conditional use number 1906, filed on behalf of Clinton Hoffer. And the ordinance is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for school bus parking and maintenance repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 42,370 square feet, more or less. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on August 11 of 2011. In the process of that public hearing, Mr. Burton did state he would not be participating in the public hearing or the decision on this application. The Commission was advised that the applicant did submit a survey site plan of the property. We did review and receive DLDOT comments, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division comments. We also received a correspondence from Gary Brittingham, Assistant Superintendent of the Indian River School District, referencing support of the application. We did receive 40 letters in support of the application, 2 letters in opposition to the application, and also received 2 unsigned letters, 1 in support and 1 in opposition to the application. Clinton Hoffer was present on behalf of the application, gave testimony. Steve McCabe, Jim Griffin, Sandra Wells, Robin Hoffer, Jamie Hoffer, Don Grebe, and Lynn Hoffer were all present in support of the application and gave testimony. Rachel Jensen Beach, Rick Beach, Jerry Green, Alan Stevens, Mary Ann Carter, Clarence Adams, and C. Lewis Green were present and spoke in opposition to the application. There were also a series of photographs submitted, some by the applicant, some by Rachel Jensen Beach and C. Lewis Green. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application, and on August 11 of 2011, there was a motion and a second carried with 4 votes to defer action for further consideration, and that motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Burton not participating in the vote. On September 8th of 2011, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Rawl stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1906 for Clinton Hoffer for a bus storage and maintenance facility based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. 1, the proposed use is one that has been in existence for many years in this neighborhood. It has evolved from a home occupation where the property owners operated a single bus school bus for a school bus route at a local school district and has grown gradually over time to the point where it now requires a conditional use and can no longer be considered a home occupation. 2, there was testimony given during the public hearing that the use that has evolved is not objectionable and does not adversely affect the neighborhood. 3, the Indian River School District has issued a letter in support of this application. 4, the use with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will ensure that the property is not overrun with school buses, vehicles, parks, or other issues that would adversely affect neighboring properties. 5, the use of a school bus storage facility is consistent with a nearby identical use that has evolved across the street. 6, the use is a benefit to Sussex County, its residents, and school systems by providing a local source of transportation for the public schools and their students. And 7, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a school bus storage yard for no more than 7 school buses operated by the applicant and 2 school buses on site at any one time for maintenance. B, the final site plan shall show the location of all school bus parking and parking for at least 6 employees. These parking areas shall also be clearly marked on the property as well. C, there shall not be any junked, untagged, or inoperable school buses or other vehicles stored on the premise. D, the hours of operation shall be 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. E, all bus repairs shall be performed inside the shop building that exists on the site. F, there shall not be any outside storage of bus, van, or automobile parts. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second carried with 4 votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the condition stated. That motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Burton abstaining. For the benefit of council, I'll pass down all the pictures that were received both from the applicant and the opposition. And that's all I have unless you have questions. I've received no additional information from any individual agency to date.
I don't see any screening on the property. Right. No screening has been talked about, mentioned. Screening? Pardon? No, on the perimeter of the property, I don't see any screening.
No, it would be subject to site plan approval if it was approved.
Okay. But it could be.
Could be, mm-hmm. Sure.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Light?
How long is this has already been in use, right? As a for buses, right? For
it's been years? In I believe it's read 12 years, around 12 years.
12 years, all right. All right.
I read it right.
All right.
I'll take that back. The bus service has been approximately 20 years.
20 years.
With no known complaints, and he's operated a repair shop for 28 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what brought this on?
Complaint.
It's in violation.
He's not living there anymore? Okay. He's not living there anymore?
Yeah, he's still there.
Oh, there was a complaint, huh?
Okay. Yeah, there was a complaint.
Okay.
Any other questions from counsel for Mr. Lang? Hearing that there's none, is Mr. Hoffer in the audience? And Mr. Hoffer.
That's my only question.
See. If you'd come forward. If you would, state your name and place of residence for the record.
My name is Clinton Hoffer. I live at 25109 Indian Branch Road in Millsboro.
You've heard what the director has explained with regard to the record and Planning and Zoning's recommendation. Now's the time that you have to add to that and present any additional information you'd like to for the council to consider.
What I did was I did type something up I'd like to submit.
Sure. If you want to summarize what this is for the benefit of council, we'll make it part of the
essentially, it's just going back over how many years I was in business there, what we do there, that there's nothing stored outside, everything stored, all the liquids and stuff like this are stored inside, how it does affect the employees. I do have a total of 8 employees. Not all of them come there. Some of them leave from other places, but it all revolves around our operation. And essentially that we only work like 3 or 4 days a week, and we work 6 to 8 hours at the most inside the shop. Just going to sort of scan this thing. You know, the buses leave in the morning, they come back in the afternoon. Other than that, they're just parked. Naturally, there's nobody there. And essentially, I'm just asking for you guys to take everything into consideration and to realize that at this present time, economically, it's going to be very difficult for me to relocate. You know, we've been doing this for 20 years. I put all 3 of my kids through college working out of there. When I became a displaced employee, when Mount Air bought Townsend's out of business, but that's history. And we went forward, and this is what we've been doing. You know, my wife, myself, my daughter-in-law, my daughter helps out, and we sort of fix what we can and transport students back and forth to school.
Those employees, are they bus drivers or mechanics?
Yes, bus drivers.
Bus drivers.
Yeah. I do have one gentleman that helps me out from time to time, but we pretty well faded off with that, getting a little too old to work too long.
I thought you had a lot of employees that wouldn't garage if they were mechanics, but.
No, it's just, he's there a couple hours a day, not even every day, every week. He did work the last 2 weeks because we got buses ready for school, naturally. But.
Any other questions for Mr. Hoffer from council? Mr. Hoffer, if it doesn't appear that there are, if you'll take a seat, and we'll see if there's anybody else who wants to speak.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone who would like to speak on behalf of conditional use or in favor of conditional use number 1906 filed on behalf of Clinton Hoffer? Appears that there's none. Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1906 filed on behalf of Clinton Hoffer? Again, Mr. President, it appears.
Wait a minute. There's a man.
I looked. He didn't say anything.
It comes
coming down now. His wife pinched him and said, wake up.
Yeah. My name is Clarence Adams, and I live at 22537 Bethel Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 1906X. Over about 4 years, I've known Mr. Green for a number of years. Went to church with him and all.
Mr. Green or Mr. Hoffer?
Mr. Green.
Okay, all right.
The one that he made the complaint on. And what I'm referencing is what I see or what I've seen. And I've noticed lately it's been cleaned up, but at one time it was pretty congested there. It's a small lot, less than an acre, and there was numbers of school buses on it. And it's pretty congested. They'd park them also out along the street there, one on the Indian Branch Road street, I believe it was, and one that was in between their lots. And I can identify with Mr. Green. He looks out his window, and all he can see is yellow. At least that ain't red, I mean, but he's still seeing yellow. So it did kind of... It's a nice little neighborhood there. It's pretty much clean cut. The one area was a little congested, like I said, as far as Mr. Hoffer's. And I identify because where I live, I've got a neighbor in the... It's a nice little neighborhood, but I've got a neighbor the same way that's probably got 15, 20 pieces of equipment there. Boats and sheds and stuff just sitting around. And recently moved 3 or 4, but I identify because it's my home. It's a residence. It's not a area where you work, and when I went in there for the last, say, 4 years or something like that, it's been very congested, and I'm not so sure that at times that he wasn't using part of the right of way to park some of the vehicles not on with his garage and things like that. But I mostly can identify with Mr. Green because I wouldn't want to live in that same situation, being a residential area. It's a nice looking neighborhood, and that's where I stand, just standing up for him.
Thanks, sir. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1906 filed on behalf of Clint Hopper? Going once, going twice. It appears.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Right. Hold up. His wife pinched him.
Yeah. Branson pinched my wife.
Sit all the way in the back.
I'm Lewis Green. I live on 31110 Indian Branch Road, and next to Mr. Hopper. And what brought it all on is, like, you know, he'd park the buses, you know, where I couldn't see and everything. And that's all I've got to say about it. I mean, you know, they had letters on him, you know, how good he was. And I didn't come up here to badmouth him. He's a good guy. But looks like the only thing I asked, a little respect, you know, not park everywhere around there. You know, just, you know, if you look out your window, you don't want to just look at a yellow wall all the time. Your home's going to be your castle. That's about it.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1906 filed on behalf of Mr. Hoffer?
Is it too late to speak in support?
We already asked for those.
I know we can go back to you.
Yeah, there's no reason why we can't go.
We're still on that thing. We shouldn't. Right, what do you think? Step right on up here.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Louise Thompson. I live at 25110 Indian Branch Road, directly across the street from the Hoffers. My husband and I have owned our property for 5 years. We've never had any issues with the Hoffers or the businesses that they operate. We were aware of the business when we purchased our property, and if we'd had an issue with it, we would not have purchased the property there. They run an organized business. They're respectful of traffic and of people in the community. And I'd just like to say that I hope that you consider this approval, this request, and approve it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, one last time. Is there anyone? I'll open up to anybody in favor of or in opposition or just wants to speak about conditional use number 1906 filed on behalf of Clinton Hoffer. Seeing none, it looks appropriate to close the public hearing.
Okay. We'll close the public hearing, close public comment, and what's the pleasure of council? You want to...
you'd like me to read the title?
We'll have the heading read, and then please read it.
I will read the title again. Again, it's conditional use number 1906, filed on behalf of Clinton Hoffer. The title is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for school bus parking and maintenance repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 42,370 square feet, more or less.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance with the conditions, please.
I'll second.
I have a motion, a second, to adopt the ordinance with the conditions. Any questions on the motion?
I have a question. I'm wondering what the complaint was, other than some of the buses were parked on the road. That is what I understand from testimony. Is there something else I'm missing here? Because these conditions would limit the number of buses, and they address the buses being parked on the road. But is that what the problem was? Does anybody know?
I don't think you're missing.
That was a big. That's the complaint I heard, but it was through staff. I didn't see an official complaint other than.
Okay. All right. So.
But the conditions, if you're favorable toward this application, would provide a limitation on number of buses. Where those buses are to be parked, where the employees are to be parked, that there be no junk, untagged vehicles, et cetera. So that's the condition pretty well picked out.
Yeah.
I know, just to reiterate that from planning and zoning, that was one of the concerns that they had was having a site plan so that everybody would know when they get a chance to look at where those buses are going to be parked.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Lawrence, Mr. Lang, when they do the final site plan, is that something that people who are in opposition would have an opportunity to see that at some point in time, or is that?
Sure. Once an application submitted is available for public by public record, and the commission meeting will be scheduled once the applicant submits that information to us for consideration. It takes about typically 20 days once we receive it to get on an agenda for commission action.
Okay. I mean, it just seemed like that the gentleman's concern, you know, maybe that could be addressed on the site plan. That's the case, to make sure that they are aware
but
that the site plan's available.
But can they participate in that process? Because years ago, I thought they were permitting.
It's not a public hearing, so there's not an opportunity for, you know, pro or con from folks to participate automatically in the site plan review process. The commission, from time to time, if there's people who have an interest, you know, will.
And somebody raises their hand, and they will get acknowledged. Good. Okay.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Anything else from council? Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve CU 1906 with the conditions. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes. We've been in business for, 30 years, and our planners have recommended it, and I like the conditions that are attached to it, so I would vote for the bill with conditions.
Cole.
I'll vote yes. I think the planning and zoning conditions are sufficient to protect the neighborhood. Yes.
Wilson.
I vote yes.
Wilson, could you elaborate maybe a little bit on that just so we have a record?
I thought that was said enough for me. Oh. on the same thing George Jones said, and also Jim and Joe.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning and the conditions they have stated, it does appear they've addressed a lot of concerns, I would hope. I'll vote yes, motion approved. I would also hope that when the site plan is available that you would make sure you look at it and make any comments you want to planning and zoning. Mr. Lang?
Yes, the next item for public hearing is conditional use 1907. The application of Jacob Cabino and 5J Sanitation. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a Porta toilet service or storage and service, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 7 acres, more or less, lying west of Road 296A, also known as Simpler Branch Road, 1,850 feet north of Route 47, also known as Johnson Road.
Lawrence, why don't you just hold just 1 second? I didn't make it public volume. I should have. Councilman Phillips had to leave to go to a doctor's appointment. That's why he's not here. I'm sorry, Lawrence, go ahead.
That's fine. In this application, Mr. Wheatley stated he would not be participating in the public hearing or the decision on this application. The applicant did submit a survey site plan as submitted to council, and as my report suggests, we did receive comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Mr. Cabino was present and gave testimony. Robert N. Lewis, his immediate neighbor, was present in support of the application and gave testimony. There were no parties present in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application, and on August 11, 2011, there was a motion second and carried with 4 votes to defer action for further consideration. That motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Wheatley not participating in the motion. On September 8, 2011, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1907 for Jacob Cabino, 5J's sanitation service for a portable toilet facility based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this property is suitable for this type of use. It is on a large tract of land, and the location of the portable toilet storage area is surrounded by trees and is not visible from any adjacent properties. Two, the applicant will continue to reside upon this property where his business operates. Three, the portable toilets are only stored on this property when not in use. There is no dumping of the toilets, and the wastewater in them is pumped and hauled to a licensed wastewater treatment facility by a licensed waste hauler. The use will have no impact upon the neighboring properties or the environment. Four, the use provides a service to Sussex County businesses and residents. The applicant has stated that he provides portable toilets to construction sites, parks, marinas, and other events throughout the county. 5, no parties appeared in opposition to the application, and several parties appeared in favor of it, including the next-door neighbor. 6, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the storage and cleaning of portable toilets only. B, no portable toilets shall be dumped on the site. They must be pumped and the wastewater hauled to a licensed wastewater treatment facility. C, the location of storage areas for portable toilet storage and vehicles associated with the use shall remain screened from view by the vegetation that exists on the site. D, the areas designated for storage of portable toilets and the vehicles that haul them shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. And E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second carried with 4 votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Wheatley abstaining. And I received no additional agency comments or individual comments to date on this application.
Is there anyone here on behalf of conditional use number 1907 filed on behalf of Jacob Cabino, 5J?
I do have pictures that I can pass down. There's 4 sets there and hooks.
Okay.
Oops,
there
hooks.
You go.
Ring.
I am Jacob Cabino, owner of 5J's. Mm-hmm. I live at 21754 Central Branch Road, and I am requesting this conditional use. So if you have any questions, or I gave pamphlets and pictures to everybody the last time. I didn't bring enough for everybody this time.
So you've, again, from these pictures, it's obvious you've been in business and just did you get violated, I guess?
I don't know who complained. I really don't know.
You got, well, yeah, maybe.
Somebody made a complaint, so, you know.
You're in violation, okay.
I've been there for 25 years operating. All my neighbors are in compliance with it. And trying to do everything as respectful.
Well, one of your neighbors may not be.
What's that?
One of the neighbors might
well,
not be.
Well, there is a few lots on the street that I don't know who owns and what have. Somebody might have complained from one of them. There is one house for sale down the street, and maybe that guy's complaining. I don't know.
Okay.
I've got signatures from everybody on the street that I could, and they were all, you know, with no problems. So. And like they said, I had my closest neighbor, which I run my trucks by every day, come in, and he didn't have a problem. So.
Any questions, Council?
Not right now.
Mr. Capino, if I could, just to sort of bring the record closed. You heard what Mr. Lank said as far as the description of your business and what was described in planning and zoning. Is there anything you want to add to that or change? Or
that's all I do.
Okay. Any other questions from council with regard to this application? It appears that there's none. So, Mr. Cabino, if you'll have a seat, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest.
Okay.
Porta-potties. Is there anyone who wishes to speak in favor of conditional use number 1907 filed on behalf of Jacob Cabino, 5J Sanitation? It appears that there's none. Is there anyone in opposition who would like to speak or would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1907 filed on behalf of Jacob Cabino and 5J Sanitation? Again, Mr. President, it appears that there's nobody who wishes to speak with that. I think we should close the public hearing.
Okay, we'll close the public hearing, close public comment, if you would read the title.
I will do that. Again, it is conditional use number 1907 filed on behalf of Jacob Cabino, 5J Sanitation. The ordinance title is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a port-a-toilet storage and service facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 7.0 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Move that we adopt.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt ordinance CU 1907, second by Mr. Wilson. I assume that's with the
conditions, yes.
Okay, we'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, because planning and zoning has looked at this, and we've got conditions that may not have even existed before, so I think we had some improvement here. I think it's yes.
Mm-hmm. Cole.
I'll vote yes with the conditions as placed on the property by planning and zoning.
Wilson.
I vote yes for planning and zoning approval.
I also agree with planning and zoning's approval. I also agree with their conditions. And I do find it somewhat strange that nobody appeared either hearing to oppose it and somebody complained about it. Amazing.
There's actually somebody appeared in support of it.
Yes. Right. So my vote is yes. Motion
when you need one of those places, they're,
I believe there was testimony to that effect as well.
Motion approved. Thank you, sir.
The next item on the agenda is conditional use number 1908 filed on behalf of Green's Bus Service, and the title of this ordinance is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR, general residential district, for storage of transportation school vans to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 3.44 acres, more or less. Mr. Lank?
Sam? Yes, this is an application. Again, the public hearing was held on August 11, 2011. In this application, Mr. Wheatley did come back as chairman and to reopen the public hearings. Mr. Burton stated he would not be participating in the public hearing or the decision on this application. We did hear comments from DelDOT, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We did receive four letters in support of the application and one unsigned letter relating to the application. C. Lewis Green was present on behalf of his application. Clinton Hoffer, Rachel Jensen Beach, Mary Ann Carter, Alan Stevens, Jerry Green, Jamie Hoffer, Rich Beach, Lynn Hoffer, Clarence Adams, and Don Grevy were present in support of the application and gave testimony. There were no parties present in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application and did defer action for further consideration. That motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Burton not participating in the vote. On September 8, 2011, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1908 for a Green's Bus Service for the storage of school transportation vans based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed use has been in existence for many years in this neighborhood. It has evolved from home occupation where the property owners operated a school bus route for a local school district as a home occupation. The use has grown gradually over time to include multiple school transportation vans and employed drivers, so that it now requires a conditional use and can no longer be considered, it should be a home occupation. No error on my part. Two, that there was testimony given during the public hearing that the use has evolved, is not objectionable, and does not adversely affect the neighborhood. Three, the use with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will ensure that the property is not overrun with school vans, automobiles, parts, and other issues that would adversely affect neighboring properties. Four, the use of the school transportation van storage facility is consistent with the school bus service that has evolved across the street. Five, the use is a benefit to Sussex County, its residents, and school systems by providing a local source of transportation for the public schools and their students. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a school transportation van storage yard. B, there shall be no more than 15 vans on a property at any one time. C, the final site plan shall show the location of all van parking and parking for 10 employees. These parking spaces shall be clearly designated on the property as well. D, there shall not be any junked, untagged, or inoperable vans or other vehicles on the premise. E, no maintenance shall be permitted on the site. F, the hours of operation shall be 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. G, there shall not be any outside storage of bus, van, or automobile parts. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second carried four votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Burton abstaining. I did just receive a letter on this application from Rachel Beach. It states the Green Bus Service has a large piece of property, 4+ acres. You don't see the vans from the road, plus the property is always maintained and immaculate. This property poses no negative impact on property value and should be permitted. Plus, Mr. Green is the reason Indian Branch and Tramway Road got to be paved years ago. He helps the community. Respectfully, Rachel J. Beach. And there are pictures attached, which I can pass down. The pictures attached are related to the previous application of Mr. Hoffer. And both, actually, I guess.
Okay.
So now you have about 40 or 50 pictures.
Right. And who took these? Who brought those pictures in here? Who gave you sent these in? It doesn't have a name on the back.
Oh, Mrs. Hoffer. Or Mrs. Beach sent these pictures.
Mrs. Beach. Okay. Thank you.
Is there any other questions for Mr. Lang? Hearing that there's none, is there anyone here on behalf of Green's Bus Service to present the application and answer any questions of the council? Mr. Green, if you would give your name and place of residence, and you've heard what Mr. Lank has explained to the council based on the commission hearing, and this is your opportunity to add to that or, you know, make any changes you want or anything that you'd like our council be aware of with regard to your application.
I'm Louis Green. I live on 31110 Indian Branch Road. And well, I guess they've covered it all. They said I'm allowed to have 15 vans. I got 11 right now. And they're all under one roof, and they can't be seen. You have photos of them from up there before. And like I said, Hoffer, the only problem, he's only got less than an acre of land. I got over three, and he just has too many buses at one time, but it's got better right now. Say that.
And we have the photographs, so they'll be part of the record as well, showing the shed, I guess, where the vans are stored.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions for Mr. Green, Council? Mr. Green, if you'll take a seat, we'll wait and see if there's anybody else who wants to speak with regard to the application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1908 filed on behalf of Green's Bus Service?
Yes, my name is Clarence Adams. I live at 22537 Bethel Road, Hillsborough, Delaware.
And all goes with it, I guess.
And I work for Mr. Rain for the last 4 years. He was a friend previous to that, but he's one of the neatest people as far as keeping his maintenance up on his vehicles and buildings and keeping his stuff inside. And got paved driveways. I mean, he really does an excellent job. There's definitely nothing wrong with his thing as far as the neighborhood. It looks very, very nice and all, so I'm just here and stand up for him.
Sir, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1908 filed on behalf of Green's Bus Service? Would anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1908 filed on behalf of Green's Bus Service? Mr. President, it appears that there is no additional testimony, and with that, I would recommend that the hearing be closed.
We'll close public hearing, close public comment, and ask you to read the title, please.
I will do that. Again, it's conditional use number 1908 filed on behalf of Green's Bus Service. The title of the ordinance is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for storage of transportation school vans to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 3.44 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance with the condition.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt CU 1908 with the conditions as provided by Planning and Zoning. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes. Planning and Zoning's advice, I think, is very good on this, and I vote yes with the conditions that they added.
Cole.
Yes. I will support Planning and Zoning's recommendations.
Wilson.
I vote yes on the recommendation of PZ.
Also, based on regulations of Planning and Zoning and with the conditions, I vote yes. Motion carried.
Mr. President, I believe that is the last public hearing on this afternoon's agenda.
Entertain a motion for adjournment.
Yes.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, sir.
Mr.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned.
How many drivers you got, Mr. Green?